Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Welcome to the Faith Podcast. I'm Shabir Hassan, and in this mini podcast series, we are going to be discussing Quranic du'as and exploring one du'a from the Quran per episode. We hope you enjoy, inshallah, and benefit from this. Don't forget to check us out on social media at Faith Space UK. Check out our website, faithspace.co.uk, and remember to come as you are to faith as it is. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and welcome back to the Faith Podcast, where we are discussing Quranic supplications, and today we are going to be looking at a specific dua made for our parents. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the Prophet ﷺ to make this dua, teaching us this dua in extension, and this isn't actually like we've covered over quite a few of the episodes. This isn't a dua of any specific prophet that they made, like, you know, we covered over the last two episodes with Ibrahim alayhi salam. Rather, it's actually a dua which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being taught, and we are all being taught. A really unique dua, a very short dua, very easy to memorize, a dua that many of us know, but a dua that we need to kind of understand further and understand the context of this and understand the significance of this, which is the dua for one's parents, which has been mentioned in Surah Al-Isra, verse number 24. And what is the dua? It's رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Okay, many of you know this dua. Very, very famous dua, once again, that we're going through. رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Meaning of which is, my Lord, have mercy on them both. And this is, of course, in reference to one's mother and father, their parents. Have mercy on them both, just as they raised me when I was young. Now, again, the translation which I've used, which is just as they've raised me, or just as they've, just as they nurtured me, right? There's different translations to this, and we'll discuss that. We'll discuss the actual meaning of this specific term that has been used. First and foremost, you know, we all know the importance of dutifulness to our parents. Again, we've discussed this on and off throughout in a few of the episodes. We all know the duty, the importance of duty to one's parents and the virtues of this. We know the importance of the mother, the importance of the father. This has been mentioned throughout the Quran. Like we said, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, in one part of the Quran, he says, وَعْبُدُ اللَّهِ وَلَا تُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا, that worship Allah and do not associate, do not ascribe any partners to Him. In other words, do not commit shirk. And then straight after that, he'll say something like وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, right? Straight after mentioning the most, you know, important and fundamental aspect of our faith, which is Tawheed and, you know, oneness of God and not associating any partners with Him, what does Allah say? He says, and be kind and good towards your parents. So like we've mentioned that, you know, after serving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we must serve our parents. They are the most important individuals in our lives. Why? Because of the sacrifices that they've made, because of what they've been through, the sleepless nights, you know, sacrificing their wealth, sacrificing their time, sacrificing their energy, all for our sake, right? So there are many, you know, numerous verses mentioned in the Quran about this. There are numerous narrations, right? There are chapters, entire chapters in books of hadith, in collections of, you know, prophetic narrations, which are dedicated to the virtues of, you know, obeying one's parents and dutifulness towards one's mother and one's father and the importance and significance of this in Islam. So we don't want to go into this too much. However, we know, you know, the mother and the father, they both have a virtue. There are some famous narrations, you know, a man came to the Prophet ﷺ asking him that who deserves, you know, most of my, who deserves the most rights in my life? And he says, your mother. He asks again and he says, your mother. He asks again and he says, your mother. And thereafter he says, your father. Now again, not to say that we treat our mother completely different to the way that we treat our father, or we love them, you know, more, and we don't respect our father, and we, you know, we respect our mother maybe three times and you know, we respect our father only one time. No, that's not exactly what it's saying. Of course, each of them have a station. Each of them have a rank in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each of them, they are both our parents. They both deserve our love and our respect. But we all know there's something about mothers, of course. There's something about mothers. And like the Prophet says, you know, because of what they have been through, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, you know, the struggles of the mother in the Quran. How, you know, Allah says, وَهْنًا عَلَىٰ وَهْنٍ, you know, weakness upon weakness as they were carrying us for those 9 months, you know, what they had to go through. SubhanAllah, there's a narration of Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma. He came across a man, and this man actually traveled all the way from Yemen to Mecca, okay, a long, long, tiring, you know, journey, a long distance. And because his mother was not physically able to walk, he carried his mother on his own back for the whole journey. And then he comes to Mecca and he does tawaf around the Kaaba whilst his mother is on his back. SubhanAllah, imagine this, imagine the difficulty that he's going through, right, in the scorching Arabian heat, going around the Kaaba, how much effort that takes, right? And he actually asks Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, right? He asks him, so do you think I've repaid my mother for everything that she did for me? And guess what Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma says? He says, no, not even in the slightest, not even the smallest amount of pain have you paid her back for, even though you've brought her all the way from Yemen and you've done tawaf around the Kaaba with her on your back. It's nothing compared to what she's done for you, right? Showing you, like, how can we ever repay our mothers for what they have really done? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on all of our mothers and our fathers as well. Okay, so they all have a status in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we know the importance of obeying them and being dutiful towards them. Also, since we're on the topic of mothers, you know, there are many single mothers out there who are juggling both roles. And again, there are many single mothers, in fact, mentioned in the Quran itself, like we have the mother of Musa alayhi salam. She is a single mother. The mother of Maryam alayhi salam. Maryam alayhi salam herself was also a single mother, of course, raising Isa alayhi salam by herself. So there are actually many single mothers in the Quran, just like there were also single fathers. And you know, when we make dua for these people, they're getting double the reward because of double the effort. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his own mother Amina bint Wahab, she was also a single mother because his father Abdullah passed away before he was even born. And you have many individuals, many great scholars from the past, such as Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah, some say Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah as well. They had single mothers, and again, they, you know, the mothers, they put all of their effort and attention towards their child so that their child could become the great individuals that they were. In fact, there's a famous story which has been narrated by Imam al-Dhahabi rahimahullah. And he speaks about this one mother and how her child was actually blind. So her child was actually blind. And of course, you know, a mother would give up her own eyesight for the sake of her child so her child could see. Anyway, this mother would regularly, consistently, and very sincerely make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah, you know, returns her child's eyesight back to them. She would constantly, sincerely make this dua. And again, you could imagine just a mother pouring her heart out, making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And she did this for so long, and she did this so sincerely that subhanAllah, what happens is one night she sees a dream. And in this dream, she sees Ibrahim alayhi salam. And Ibrahim alayhi salam gives her the glad tidings and the good news that because of your sincere du'as, it's been accepted. And guess what? Your son's eyesight has been returned back to him. So elated, she was elated, she was over the moon, she was so happy. And she ran and she went to check up on her child. And guess what? SubhanAllah, his eyesight had been returned back to him. And do you know who this child was? This child was none other than a young boy by the name of Muhammad ibn Ismail, otherwise whom today we know as the great Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah, the one who compiled the great collection of hadith, the Sahih al-Bukhari. Right, imagine he then used his eyesight, he used the abilities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him to go out and study and travel and sit at the feet of scholars and compile this great book, subhanAllah. And this is, you know, the credit goes back to his mother and her du'as. So there are so many du'as that our parents are making for us, and so many du'as that our parents have made for us, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted, and through his will, it's because of those du'as, through the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's where we are today, and it's exactly why we are where we are today, and we've attained the things that we've attained, and we've achieved the good that we've achieved. It's because of their du'a, subhanAllah. So this is amazing, right? So, you know, we have these single mothers, single fathers, we have, you know, both parents there, and they have been making du'a for us, and they've been making so much effort for us. And this is why this du'a is so important. Where we say, رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا, our Lord, have mercy on them both, have rahmah on them both, right? Shower them both with your mercy. كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Now, this word, which is taken from the verb رَبَّ يُرَبِّي, actually is where the word تَرْبِيَة comes from. تَرْبِيَة. Now, تَرْبِيَة is a process, is a process of nurturing, right? Where you nurture, where you look after someone, and you are very affectionate towards them, and you raise them in the best of ways, right? In the best of environments, and you keep a close eye on them, and you do it with much affection, and you do it with a lot of dedication and a lot of care. This is what tarbiyah is. So, you know, today we say, you know, do tarbiyah, have a good tarbiyah of your children, right? Meaning raise them in the best of ways, raise them in the best of environments. Now, what we're acknowledging is that our parents did good tarbiyah of us. They raised us, they nurtured us, they took care of us. And subhanAllah, by the way, from this word tarbiyah, it shares the same root letters as the word Rabb. So literally at the beginning of du'a, we're saying Rabbi irhamhuma, right? So the word Rabb is taken from this, right? Tarbiyah, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done all of our tarbiyah. You think our parents have done a great job, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done the best of jobs. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done all of our tarbiyah. That before we were even created, before we even came into this world, when we were nothing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was doing our tarbiyah then. When we were, in the womb of our mothers, who was taking care of us then? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was taking care of us then. When we were first born, from that moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been doing our tarbiyah. Why? Because he's been providing for us. He's been sustaining us. He's been nurturing us. He's saved us. He's protected us. He's given us so much. And subhanAllah, he is, you know, our Rabb. And that's why we call him our Lord, our Master. Right? So it shares all of these same roots. So we're acknowledging that our parents have done our tarbiyah. They've raised us in the best of ways. They've done the best that they can. كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. As they did my tarbiyah when I was small, when I was very young, they took care of me. So this is a really amazing dua. Just a few things that we'll mention just based on this. You know, some people, they say, okay, that's all well and good. I mean, of course, we know we should make dua for our parents, and, you know, we should be dutiful towards our parents. But what if our parents are wrong? You know, what if our parents have wronged us? What if they've made a mistake? You know, what if, you know, they're not being very nice towards us? What about them? Do I still make dua for them? Now, of course, the answer to this is in the Quran. Again, everything is in the Quran. Everything has been, everything has been clarified for us. So if our parents are going to be wrong, and they are, you know, our parents will make mistakes, no doubt. And of course, every household is different, and every, relationship differs, right, from parent to child and from household to household. So we're not saying that every household is going to be the same, and every household is going to have, you know, a really nice, rosy type of relationship that's going to be a happily ever after type thing. No, there's going to be disagreements. There's going to be, you know, there's going to be fallouts, and in some households it might even be even more serious than that, right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually tells us in the Quran that he gives us, again, the worst kind of possible case scenario, and that is if your parents, he says, are commanding you, let's just say they're not even Muslim. We're talking here, your parents aren't Muslim. In fact, they are idolaters. And if your parents are commanding you, right, to commit shirk and to associate partners with Allah, now what do you do then? Do you say, well, they're my parents, and you know what, they've done so much for me, so therefore, they're telling me to do something wrong, they're telling me to associate partners with Allah, you know what, I don't want to disrespect them. So yeah, why not? No, of course not. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا. Do not obey them. Do not obey your parents if they're telling you to do something wrong. So that's like the worst case scenario. Now imagine in our day-to-day examples, you know, they're telling you maybe not to study the deen and there's no reason for it, right? Or they're telling you not to pray your salah. They're telling you not to wear the hijab. They're telling you not to do this and you know it's good. Or they're telling you to do something which is impermissible, right? So what does Allah say? فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا. Don't obey them. But there's something more to that verse. وَصَاحِبُهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. But accompany them with goodness and kindness and still be good to them. Meaning that just because you're not obeying them, that does not necessarily mean that you have to now disrespect them, that you have to be unjust towards them, that you are not good towards them. No, you can respectfully and kindly disagree with them. And you can say, I'm sorry, on this occasion I can't, you know, fulfill your wish and I can't follow what you are saying. However, you know, I love you and, you know, I I'll do anything for you. And, you know, I appreciate everything you've done for me. However, on this occasion, I really can't. And these are my reasons. And I really hope you respect that. Okay, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the main ruling and guiding principle. And He's given us examples, like we've mentioned quite a few times now, between Ibrahim alayhi salam and his father. He is an idolater. He used to make idols. Ibrahim alayhi salam, on the other hand, disagreed with him, but respectfully. Very respectfully. And if you look in Surah Maryam and a few other chapters in the Quran, you'll find this conversation that took place. And guess what? Azar, the father of Ibrahim alayhi salam, was very unkind towards him. But every time Ibrahim alayhi salam tried to speak to him, he used words of compassion, words of kindness. Right? And at the end, when his father even turned around to him and said, لَإِن لَمْ تَنْتَهِ لَأَرْجُمَنَّكَ, that, oh Ibrahim, if you do not stop what you are saying and what you are doing, right? Even though Ibrahim was in the right, by the way, he says, I will stone you, right? I will hurt you really bad if you don't, okay? This is unacceptable for any parent to say this to their child. We know this, right? And he said, وَهْجُرْنِي مَلِيَّ, just basically get away from me. And what was the response in the following verse Allah mentions of Ibrahim? Salamun alayk. Peace be with you, right? Like peace out, in other words, right? Like you do you, I'm going to go do me right now. Okay, so subhanAllah, this was the response of Ibrahim alayhi salam. He dealt with it with kindness. He didn't obey his father in the end. And respectfully, he parted ways with him. Okay, so there will be those cases. There will be those disagreements. There will be fallouts from time to time. But we should always maintain our respect with our parents as much as we can. As much as we can. And yes, there are going to be those exceptional cases, which we haven't really spoken about, in which, you know, parents are unjust and cruel towards their children. Sometimes even abuse takes place. And that is unacceptable. And there is no way that you should even suffer in silence. And there is no way you should tolerate that. Okay? So that is a separate discussion to have. And that you should involve other people with that. There's no doubt about it. Okay. Generally speaking, of course, like we've mentioned, there is guidance. Guidance is there for us in the Quran, in the Sunnah. And, you know, ultimately, we make this dua. And we make dua for our parents. And this is one of the best duas in the Quran. In verse 24 of Surah Al-Isra. رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. My Lord, have mercy on them both, just as they raised and nurtured me growing up as I was young. So let's make this dua, inshallah. Let's memorize it. Let's make dua for our parents. If they are still with us, we continuously serve them and we make dua for them. And if they have passed on, then we double down our efforts, in fact, to make more dua for them, more dua for their forgiveness, more dua that Allah elevates and raises their ranks, more dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to join them in the hereafter, more dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to continue to be a means of legacy for them. So these du'as are super, super important. And with that, inshallah, we wrap up today's episode. And we will be back with another Quranic supplication, inshallah. So stay tuned. And until then, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.